Good morning, listeners. Today on our cybersecurity podcast, we're diving into the latest headlines. From Google's sweeping data privacy laws, AI-powered threat defenses, and Android 16 network protections, to Kaspersky's SparkKitty spyware and Passkey rollout, Telegram's bot-borne data leaks and encryption upgrades, and Ubuntu's critical kernel and library security patches to keep you one step ahead of cyber threats. Good morning, listeners. And next up in Google News, here's a roundup of the latest in data privacy and cybersecurity developments from Google, Android, and beyond. One, Russia's new privacy regime. Russia has passed sweeping data privacy laws that will require tools like Google Analytics and customer relationship management systems to store personal data on local servers. Companies operating in Russia must comply by January 1st, 2025, or face hefty fines and service restrictions. Two, Google's security tooling and AI defenses. Google's Agent Development Kit, ADK, is now being used for automated cyber threat analysis and intelligence gathering. A Show HN post highlights researchers leveraging ADK to detect malicious activity. To protect its own generative AI systems from prompt injection attacks, Google has rolled out multi-layered defenses, including tighter controls on workspace admin actions and more granular approval workflows. Three, Android 16's new network protections. The forthcoming Android 16 release will warn users when their phones connect to fake cell tower devices, so-called stingrays, and flag suspicious network connections. Google urges Android 16 users to activate new security features like network notifications and enroll in advanced protection to guard against growing spying threats. Four, urgent Gmail and account security alerts. Google has issued an urgent warning about a sophisticated phishing campaign that bypasses multi-factor authentication to steal Gmail passwords, especially targeting academics and Russia critics. A researcher also uncovered a vulnerability in Google's username recovery page that could expose Singapore users' phone numbers in under 5 seconds. Google is encouraging everyone to move beyond passwords, using passkeys and hardware security keys instead. Five, Google hardware and workspace updates. The new Google Find Hub could leverage Android 16's secure lock for extra device access protection, though it's currently vulnerable to pairing lock bypass attacks. In Workspace, Google's Gemini AI assistants now have read-only access to docs, sheets, and slides, and cannot run code to reduce the risk of unauthorized changes. Six, scale AI and docs access lockdown. Following a Business Insider expose on docs sharing vulnerabilities, Scale AI has restricted internal access to sensitive Google Docs while it reviews security protocols. Seven, Microsoft's security moves. Microsoft continues its password-free future push, phasing out passwords in the Authenticator app and replacing them with passkeys ahead of an August deadline. Its Secure Future initiative mobilizes 34,000 engineers to harden over 20,000 cloud services, and Microsoft has been recognized as a leader in both IDC's 2025 CNAPP MarketScape and Forrester's Security Analytics Wave. New open source tools like RiftAid, Rust-based malware analysis, while Microsoft Security Copilot brings generative AI into threat hunting for customers. Eight, emerging threats and defenses. A novel, FileFix social engineering attack hides malicious commands in Windows File Explorer, prompting new safety guidance from researchers. Phishing campaigns are abusing Microsoft 365's Direct Send feature to spoof internal users and evade detection. One such campaign hit over 70 US organizations. And for IoT and corporate environments, integrated threat management, ITM frameworks are gaining traction to unify defenses across digital, physical, and operational domains. That's your briefing for today. Stay safe online and keep your software and your data fully up to date. I'm your host, And you've been listening to our Google News Roundup. See you next time. Critical vulnerabilities persist. A remote code execution flaw in Exchange Server, CVE-2021-27065, and privilege escalation in Edge, CVE-2025-47182. And troublingly, 9% of SaaS apps integrated with Entra ID are still exposed to the NO Auth Account Takeover weakness, despite 2 years of fixes. Next up in today's Kaspersky News Roundup, 1. Spark Kitty Trojan on the prowl. Kaspersky researchers have uncovered a new mobile spyware dubbed Spark Kitty, secretly embedded in seemingly innocent crypto and gambling apps on the App Store and Google Play. Once installed, it scavenges your photo gallery for screenshots of wallet seed phrases and other mnemonic backups, then exfiltrates them to the attacker's server. Initially spotted in China and Southeast Asia, Spark Kitty's stealthy code could soon turn it into a global threat. 2. 115% surge in ChatGPT-style scams. Cybercriminals are mimicking the ChatGPT brand more than ever, launching phishing pages, fake AI assistant downloads, and social engineering lures. Small and medium businesses have become prime targets. Kaspersky reports a 115% year-over-year spike in such attacks as we head into early 2025. 3. Hosts file Trojan community Q&A. Listeners have written in about a suspicious Trojan flagged by Kaspersky deep in their system's hosts file. Our advice: back up your file, remove the unauthorized entries following Kaspersky's cleanup guide, then run a full system scan and reset your DNS to known secure servers. 4. Getting ready for passkeys in 2025. To stay ahead of password fatigue, Kaspersky's latest blog post delivers a step-by-step FAQ on using and managing passkeys, passwordless credentials that live on your device or biometrics. You'll learn how to enroll, backup, recover, and even share passkeys safely across your accounts. 5. SMB Threat Report and Interpol. Africa Insights. Kaspersky's 2025 SMB Threat Report highlights alarming rises in phishing, ransomware, and scam campaigns against small businesses, along with practical mitigation tips. And according to the Interpol Africa Cyber Threat Assessment, rapid digitalization in Africa is widening the attack surface, from supply chain risks to rogue AI tools. That's the latest from Kaspersky's Threat Lab. Stay tuned for more security alerts and best practices right here on your go-to cybersecurity podcast. Up next, in your Telegram News Roundup, here's a concise overview of the latest developments on the platform, with a special focus on security, enforcement, and emerging threats. First, moderation and enforcement have been in the spotlight. Telegram recently banned a network of crypto scam markets, only to see many reappear under new names, and Russian authorities blocked 18 channels as part of a broader crackdown on illegal activity. At the same time, reports surfaced of Telegram bots peddling sensitive personal data of Indian users, and another bot leak exposed information on millions more. Beyond data trading, there's been a marked uptick in financial fraud schemes popping up in Russia. Security remains a top priority for Telegram's developers and users alike. The company has rolled out enhanced encryption methods, added user verification layers, and published a step-by-step guide to help everyone lock down their accounts. Still, researchers warn of a newly discovered malware strain that specifically targets Telegram clients, while a potential vulnerability affecting roughly 0.5% of users has been flagged for patching. In Russia, cyber defense experts are urging clients to activate two-factor authentication and tighten privacy settings in light of a 30% surge in attacks focused on siphoning bank credentials. Several high-profile incidents have underscored the stakes. One major cyber attack on a Russian firm stole 12 million rubles and exfiltrated records for up to 80 employees, with the perpetrators coordinating entirely via Telegram. Elsewhere, a widespread service disruption led to 503 errors and left users offline between 8:50 and 11:10 Moscow time. A separate breach exposed the personal data of some 23 million channel subscribers, a stark reminder that even secure platforms can't replace good cybersecurity hygiene. Finally, for those keen on deeper insights, a cybersecurity forum in Moscow is set to feature 10 expert speakers next month. They'll dissect these very threats and share best practices for using Telegram safely, reinforcing the app's role in secure communication, provided everyone stays vigilant. That's the latest roundup. Stay tuned for more updates. And remember, keep your encryption on and your password strong. Next up in Ubuntu news, the latest round of security notices delivers a barrage of kernel and library patches across almost every Ubuntu release. Here's the rundown. 1. Linux kernel hardening. Multiple Ubuntu security notices, USN 75885 through USN 7596, address dozens of flaws in the kernel subsystems, including Bluetooth drivers, the CIFS network file system for IPS modules, and general denial of service or buffer overflow bugs. A special focus goes to Azure-tuned kernels, N-series and Linux Azure variants, where critical access control issues and overflow conditions have been closed. USN 7588 highlights fixes for GSS NTLMSSP weaknesses discovered by Phil Turnbull, preventing potential DOS attacks. 2. Library and application updates. USN 7599 and related advisories close a critical URLLAB3 vulnerability that, when used via PIP, could leak sensitive data over the network. USN 7586 patches denial of service flaws in the Botan cryptography library. USN 7589 tackles multiple security holes in Gnutplot across supported LTS releases. 3. Security Research Spotlight. Alongside these patches, a new article walks through the mechanics of bypassing unprivileged namespace restrictions in Ubuntu, essential reading for defenders and penetration testers alike. Whether you're on 18.04 LTS or the cutting edge of 25.04, it's crucial to apply these updates immediately to lock down your systems. Stay safe and keep your Ubuntu instances current. That's all for today's episode of CyberShield. Thanks for listening, and be sure to tune in next week for another essential cybersecurity discussion.